bells tolled as crowds gathered in the rain to honour those killed when the gunman opened fire at Charles University. It's a national day of mourning in the Czech Republic, with flags flown at half-mast and church services for the dead. There are calls for the government and junior doctors to show initiative and negotiate an end to their pay row in England. Medics ended their latest 72-hour walkout this morning. Their health bosses are worried about the impact of a six-day strike due to start on January the 3rd. They include Matthew Taylor from the NHS Confederation.
It's at the most busy time. So before Christmas, things have tended to be a bit quieter, but in January, that is the most intensive time for the health service. And unfortunately, it's going to be an extremely tough period for us.
Israel is understood to have ordered more than 150,000 people to evacuate central Gaza. War with Hamas continues. Last night, the UN Security Council passed a resolution calling for more aid to be let into the territory, but there was no demand for an immediate ceasefire. Retailers are expecting their busiest day of the year as shoppers head to the high street for last-minute Christmas presents. Last year, analysts expected £1.6 billion would be spent on so-called Super Saturday. Sport: Premier League history will be made this afternoon when Rebecca Welsh becomes the first woman to referee a match in the competition as Fulham host Burnley. Manchester United are at West Ham in the lunchtime game, with Erik ten Hag's side looking to end a goal drought lasting three matches in all competitions.
We work on the fact as a group, and I'm sure we will improving, and especially if our squad is full, create more chances.
Meanwhile, Ross County's Scottish Premiership is postponed because of a waterlogged pitch. That's the latest. I'm Tom Harrigan.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Good afternoon, how are you? Oh, it's a Saturday before Christmas. Are you listening to the weekend wind-up here on Phoenix 98 FM? Happy Christmas to you, my loves. Hope you're well.
Don't stop without me. Don't want some of your Saturday afternoon with Spencer Carter and the Weekend Wind-Up. Great pop music, forgotten classics, and some laughs along the way. Every Saturday from midday, only on Phoenix FM.
Good afternoon, as I said, welcome to Phoenix 98 FM, the Weekend Wind-Up here on your Christmas Eve. How are you? Hope you're well. I'm with you now till 3 o'clock this afternoon, and I can promise you some great Christmas music. It may not be the ones you expected, but it's some great Christmas music. Thrilled to be in your company today, so thank you for listening in. Now, I want a bit of a moan. Phoenix FM presenters before me. We've got a lovely box of chocolates in front of us. Full of empty wrappers. Guys, sort it out. You have left some, which is lovely. But put the wrappers in the bin. Honestly. Anyway, enough of my moaning. If you want to get in touch with your Christmas messages, please do. You can email me, radio@phoenixfm.com. You know what to do. Or social media, the Weekend Wind-Up. Love to hear from you, what your plans are, what you're up to today, if you're excited, if you just want to get it over with, if you're panicking, whatever. Take a breather and chill with some great music and hopefully chat as well. So get in touch, let me know. And as I said, got loads of Christmas music coming up for you today and some new tracks, all the usual features, Danny's Choice, cover from another, Take Five, all Christmas related as well. So do please get in touch. We'd love to hear from you.
now try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice. All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Your local hospice needs your support this festive season, and there are so many ways that you can make a difference. Purchase your Secret Santa and stocking filler gifts at any St. Francis Hospice store. Host a Jumpers or Jim Jams day at work, or support the Christmas Tree Recycling Service. The team at St. Francis Hospice will pick up and recycle your real Christmas tree for a donation with a brand new sponsor, the Sharp Group. So support your local hospice this Christmas.
Yeah.
Here we go. GRL there with Ugly Heart. Do you want to say hello to a couple of people who've taken the time to message in? Thank you. So James said, really looking forward to Christmas holidays. I hope you have a massive and relaxing break as well. Thank you, sir. Will do. Yeah, I'm we're taking it quite easy this year, which I'm really, really thrilled about, actually. We could all do with a rest, couldn't we? Really excited. We're going to my daughter's tomorrow. Not tomorrow. What is tomorrow? It's that time of year you forget what days it is, isn't it? Christmas Day, we're going to my daughter's and my daughter-in-law's and my lovely grandson and lots of extended family. So we will be there on Christmas Day. And then Boxing Day, I might go down to the coast to have a coffee and whatever, or just chill. And it's just, yeah, we're just slowing down this year. Because normally you run around and you go out and you do things and you kind of split yourself into like all different directions, don't you? But this year we're slowing down and very much looking forward to it. But have a lovely time, sir. Have a really good time. Amy has messaged in saying, really looking forward to some festive tunes today. I've got you on while I'm doing the last minute wrapping and loving the music so far. Thank you, my love. Have a lovely Christmas. And I want to give a big shout out to one of my regular listeners, Derek. Hello, sir. Derek has messaged in saying, could I possibly play his favourite ever Christmas song for his wonderful Margaret? Yes, of course I can. Listen, I hope you're both well and I hope you're looking after yourselves and whatever you're doing. From memory last year, I think you spend it with the family, don't you, Christmas? If you are doing that this year, great. If you're not, whatever you're doing, have a great time. And I'm more than happy to play this. This is one of the most beautiful Christmas songs ever, I think. And enjoy, my friend.
Greeting cards have all been sent. The Christmas rush is through. But I still have one wish to make. A special one for you. Merry Christmas, darling. We're apart, that's true. Joyful, there's always something new, but every day's a holiday when I'm near to you. The lights on my tree, I wish you could see. I wish it every day. To see you and to say that I wish you Merry Christmas. Happy New Year too. I just want to wish on this Christmas Eve. I wish I would. To see you and to say that I wish you Merry Christmas. Happy New Year too. I just one wish on this Christmas Eve. I wish I were with you. I were with you.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Okay, first travel update of the day from me today. Roads are looking pretty good at the moment, actually. You expect them to be really busy with Christmas shopping, and there are lots of people around, but roads are relatively free at the moment. The A128, as usual, as you head towards Wilson's Corner, congested, but traffic is moving just slower than usual. And as you come off the Brook Street roundabout heading in towards Brentwood High Street, there's been a minor accident around the Nag's Head pub, which is causing some delays. Again, traffic is moving, but no major problems. All major roads like the M25, A13, A127, A12 are showing as relatively clear at the moment, so that's not too bad. As expected, Lakeside Thurrock Shopping Centre is very busy today as well, so I would suggest avoiding that. It's looking like the roads surrounding the shopping centre are quite busy. No major problems, just really heavy traffic. Now, London Underground, once again looking good. The only problems on the Underground at the moment, there are minor delays on the Central Line. Everything else seems to be running okay at the moment. Services are back to normal on Greater Anglia Network and also C2C with no major problems at the moment. From what I can see, though, there are some slight timetable alterations, so check with those travel providers before heading out. But all in all, not too bad. This was number one 21 years ago today. Does that make you feel old?
This time yesterday, I thought I was gonna die. Standing at the edge of my ordinary life. Now I'm looking far ahead.
come again.
Oh boy, I need a friend, or something strong to take away the pain. I'm out of Christmas cheer, your voice is ringing in my ear. Another year down the drain. What a waste. You call up on Christmas Eve to tell me hello. You love me, but this can never be.
Heard it all before.
You need an easy life, so run back to your wife.
Bye bye.
Leave me crying by the Christmas tree. Around the corner, I just can't wait to kiss this year goodbye.
Good riddance
to hell, auf Wiedersehen.
Au revoir.
May we never meet again. Here's to a miserable life.
Ho, ho,
trust
ho.
Me, boy, I'm gonna keep on shining. I hide your hope under the mistletoe.
Ho, ho, ho.
So raise a glass to me.
Cheers.
Wherever you may be.
Bottoms up.
Now who wants to carry me home? You ruined my Christmas. You made it a drag. Wherever you are. This be a cautionary tale, and remember,
Christmas is a time for giving
and for loving. That's right, for loving,
for loving,
for love, love, love,
love. You ruined my Christmas. You made it a drag. Wherever you are.
Elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0777 609 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
You want movies? Please tour in my circle of trust. We got movie reviews on Phoenix FM. That's right.
So, Saturday before Christmas, and of course, Mark Searby's in with us. Hello, sir.
Hello.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm well, thanks. You know, I should have gone ho, ho, ho or something, shouldn't I, really?
Yeah, well, you know, it's... That was going to crack a really inappropriate joke then. I'm not going to do that.
Okay, I'll say something. Look, I know you're not a huge Christmas person anyway, so maybe it's right for me not to do the ho, ho, ho instead.
Do you know what? I'm feeling slightly more festive this year. I don't know what's happened.
Oh.
Yeah.
Too much eggnog.
not one drop of eggnog has passed these lips, I can assure you. Yeah. Yeah, right. It will do. It will do, but not yet. It will do. But now I'm feeling very festive. So, what delights have we got today?
So, we should talk about a movie that's in cinemas from Boxing Day. So, that's from Tuesday, you know, next week. It's called The Boy and the Heron, and it's about a young boy named Mahito who is yearning for his mother, who ventures into a world shared by the living and the dead. There, death comes to an end and life finds a new beginning. Now, this is an animated movie. It's the return of Studio Ghibli. It's the return of filmmaker Hayao Miyazaki as well. Now, I don't know. Do you know too much about Ghibli's work at all, Spencer?
I'll be honest with you, I don't know.
Okay, so, brief overview is that they are one of the all-time great animation studios. They are based in Japan. Well, I say based. They are. They made so many amazing movies that are actually streaming on Netflix that you can see them now, and there is subbed versions or there is English dub versions. That several years ago, the co-founder, Hayao Miyazaki, decided he's going to shut down Studio Ghibli. He's had enough. You know, he's in his late 70s. He's kind of like, I've done my stuff. You know, I made award-winning movies, Spirited Away, Princess Mononoke, movies like this. I'm going to retire. And everybody was like in uproar. We can't, you know, this can't happen. Ghibli's such a pioneering studio. Anyway, he's out of retirement. I mean, I say he's out of retirement. He's been out of retirement for about 3 years because he's been making this movie. And it is a pleasure to have Ghibli's work back and on the big screen as well. This is a thing that I think us Western audiences, we don't get as much. You know, we've not had all of their work on the big screen. It's only over the past, I would say, 10, 15 years maybe, where they've been really pushed out onto the big screen. So, The Boy and the Heron, it's on the big screen. I don't think it's their best work, yet it is still an absolutely thrilling piece of work. I love the way that Miyazaki makes many of his movies about children searching for a parent they've lost, and then how, and then dealing with how they come to terms with it. You know, it's such a unique thing to have in many of his films. And it continues here because Mahito is struggling after the death of his mother. He has no help from his father or the rest of the family. He has to do this alone. And it's really sad to watch. You just feel for the young lad. He just desperately needs some guidance in his life. And the problem is he's now resorted to hoping that the spirit of his mother will come and give him some guidance. The thing is, that's where these movies, these storylines that Ghibli make, and especially Miyazaki, veer into the fantasy worlds. And bizarrely, in the only way that this company can do, it makes it feel more real than ever before. So when Mahito is taken through to the other world, he meets all sorts of weird and wacky characters, including the heron of the title, who seems to be a heron with a very ugly man trying to constantly break out of him. You see him keep poking out from his beak. I know it sounds bizarre, yet it's perfectly in keeping with Ghibli's work, and it's all very normal as well. I mean, the fact that Mahito and the heron are being chased by budgery gods who are like soldiers, right. You know, that's another thing, right? Yeah, exactly. That's, to me, I watched that and I thought, is this a metaphor for the boy seeking solace in nature in the real world? You know, who knows?
So when you say that going back to the company, they're based in Japan, what's the style like? Is it kind of like other Japanese kind of animation, like manga and stuff? Or
no, it's a very... Ghibli's work is very unique to them. It is beautifully drawn. It is... you know, you look at it and you go, okay, it looks like standard animation. You know, that's the wrong terminology, really, but I'm just trying to explain it a little bit more here, Spencer. It looks like standard animation. You know, it's not like manga where it's all, you know, sharp lines and it's all jumping all over the place or anything else like that. No, it looks like standard animation. It's the characters. It's the storyline in here. But
right.
The animation pops off. Like, the background animation is beautiful. Then you've got the foreground animation as well, which is gorgeously done as well. So I guess, I don't want to say it, but I will have to. For anybody who doesn't know Ghibli's work, it does look like a, you know, you would watch it and you go, it doesn't stand out immediately, but as the longer it goes on, you start to realize how beautiful the animation is. That's the thing, and that's what Ghibli has always done, and that's why they've been so popular. That's why they've won Oscars and BAFTAs and all of these awards, basically. The other thing that Ghibli do is that they put so much complexity into their films, and I think it depends not just on your upbringing, but also your stance as an adult as to how you react to the things in their movies. So, like Princess Mononoke, you could watch that and think that's a movie about a young person who is becoming a friend with like a dragon type character, but it's not. It's actually an environmentalism movie. You know, Spirited Away, you could look at as it's a movie about a young child who ventures into this realm where you've got these weird and wacky characters, and it's about food. It's not. It's about the loss of parents and parents not parenting properly. You know, all of these things.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of Ghibli, is that there's so much in it, and there's so much emotion, and I think dependent on your stance and where you are as an adult and how your life is depends on what you take away from it. That's the other thing with The Boy and the Heron, is depending on what you take away from it. I've seen people talking about this movie for quite a while, because I saw this several weeks ago, and you know, it's been everywhere. It's the number one film in the US at the moment, which is staggering compared to what else is on display. You know, this is really staggering, and it's amazing as well. Some people have suggested that the some of the bits in this movie don't really string together as much as the previous work. I wonder if that is to do with the references and the plot points that refer to Japanese life being lost in translation. That's my thought on it, is that actually they've got a different process for storylines than us do, you know, where we expect it to have the certain beats all the way through, whereas they don't. And you know, some of Ghibli's work is very similar to that, but this one is very much, you know, it's sort of flights of fantasy at times. Certainly there were bits that I thought possibly had greater meaning, but didn't fully connect with me. So, you know, I'm wondering if this is on me, the fact that, you know, I don't understand that sort of what they are talking about, because it's very unique to their territory. That's what I'm thinking. So while this might not be Studio Ghibli's and Hayao Miyazaki's finest work, I still think it's a wonderful movie. I still love the fact that they are back and giving us more unique films. It's still a movie to see on the big screen and
it's
completely
still good enough.
Yeah, it's still a movie to cherish all the way through. And I know I'm saying animation, and you know, there is unfortunately still this stigma that animation is for kids. It's not. Animation is for all. And Studio Ghibli's work, while you could show some children it, I think you could show children My Neighbor Totoro, absolutely, that's a beautiful movie, it's very fun as well. This, very much an adult movie. Very much an adult movie.
Well, funnily enough, you said about animation, you know, I'm not a massive fan of animation, but I appreciate it. And at the moment, I've been really glued to, sorry, going off on a tangent, I've been really glued to Netflix, because they're running the old animation of the things like the Justice League and stuff, and the old Batman, and yeah. And I'm finding them fascinating. I really am, and kind of like the 90s X-Men and things like that.
I completely agree with you, Spencer. I mean, I'm a huge fan of the Adventures of Batman. I think that's a groundbreaking TV series. But we're in a golden age of animation. Mm. We're in another golden age of animation, and I'm not talking about from Disney or Pixar either. I'm talking about from other studios. You know, only last week did we talk about Aardman. We're now talking about Studio Ghibli as well. You know, I think about Cartoon Saloon over in Ireland as well. I think about Laika in the US. You know, all of these people are churning out incredible movies. Earlier this year, we reviewed Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. You know, one of my favorite films of the year. And then also you've got Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, another amazing animation movie. Animation is just in such a rich vein of form at the moment, and I am absolutely loving it.
Yeah, and it's good, isn't it? Because, you know, I think if you just go up to the average person on the street and you were to say animation, they would say Disney, or they, or yep, they would say, kind, you know, rather than just kind of think a little bit wider, yep, as to what they see. It just doesn't register, does it? So, no, that sounds really, really amazing. Thank you. Right, what's next?
So, in select cinemas, but also streaming on Netflix, we've got Maestro, which is chronicling the lifelong relationship between conductor-composer Leonard Bernstein and Felicia Coe Bernstein. I'm going to try and pronounce one of her middle names here. Hold on, because it's on my notes. This is the thing, but I looked at it and thought, I don't know if I'm going to get this right. Hold on. Felicia Montealegre? Coe Bernstein. Okay, moving on, Spencer, because otherwise it's going to get really bad.
Is it not Montealegre?
I don't know. I'm going to take your word on it, but I'm not going to say it again, just in case I'm going it completely wrong.
I don't want, in case I look ridiculous.
Anyway, quickly moving on. So this is Bradley Cooper's second film as a director after 2018's A Star Is Born. You know, I mean, that movie for me was just absolutely phenomenal, really. This time, once again, he focuses in on a musician who is both a genius and also someone who has personal issues. And I found it interesting that Bradley Cooper's done two films about men in the music business with relationship struggles. Because, you know, you think back to A Star Is Born, and Jack has struggles with alcohol. Leonard Bernstein is struggling with so much more. Throughout this film, we see Bernstein loving and drinking and drugging to complete excess. The film does not hold back at times. And I think that's a positive of Cooper's directing and also his performance in the lead role as well. Because we get a sort of warts and all, basically.
Let's ask you, what do you think? What do you think of Cooper? Do you think he's good?
I think he's great. Are we talking about as an actor now?
Well, as both, actually. I think that as an actor, I think he was pigeonholed maybe slightly earlier on in his career because he was kind of like he was made a celebrity very quickly, wasn't he? And he's a good-looking man. So he straight away went down a bit like the route that they took Brad Pitt down at the beginning, that they just focused more on, oh, he's a good-looking, charismatic man. Actually, you know, Brad Pitt is not a bad actor. And I think Bradley Cooper is a very good actor. I also think his direction is very good as well.
Yeah, he's got a real keen eye for filmmaking. I think that's the beauty of it. And we see this. We see that in this movie. I mean, we see the absolute genius of the conductor-composer creating incredible masterpieces of music. And the thing is, when they do play the music, chances are you'll know these pieces of music anyway. And you'll go, oh, I didn't know that was Bernstein at all. And very early on, within the opening scene, in fact, there is an air of homosexuality with Bernstein. It's never confirmed, yet the way the film paints a picture of this guy is he enjoyed the company of men and women, together and separately. He even says, on the point, I love too much. So we are getting that behind-the-scenes story here as well. The problem is, and we see this come through in the final 30 minutes of the film, is that these illicit affairs are not so private that by the time the gossip columns were big business in the 1970s and 80s, these were coming about. You know, Bernstein didn't care that people were talking about him, but it caused problems for his wife and his kids. You know, they were put into situations that they were afraid of. And there's a moment in this film, actually, where there's a huge argument between Leonard and Felicia at one point, and you can literally feel the air suck out of the room when they go at it. It's really ferocious, and there is some very cutting remarks. It's a tough watch. It's a really tough watch, though. You know what is it? You know, it's a love story that weathers many storms. You could look at it that way as well. And
If you imagine somebody in that scenario and with that sort of relationship, imagine that if this was in like today's era with all the social media and the gossips and the, you know, Twitter and everything like that, it just would have exploded, wouldn't it? Just would have exploded.
Yeah, it really would. It really would. Going back to your Bradley Cooper point, actually, I do want to really speak about Bradley Cooper here. So playing his wife, Felicia, is Carey Mulligan, who, you know, once again, I think is a great actor. But they're performances in this movie are sublime. Like, they've got this rapid-fire dialogue that's really infectious between them, and you can't help but constantly want to listen to their conversations. They've got this really interesting dynamic, and I think that's because both actors understand not just the characters, but also the situations they find themselves in, and also the other actor as well. So, you know, they were operating on three different levels. I mean, I was completely bowled over by Cooper and Mulligan. I thought they were both sensational, really. I thought they were absolutely brilliant. You know, if you'd have made a movie with just one of them, I still would have thought it would have been a brilliant movie. But both of them together are, as I said, sensational. And one of those moments that I really want to mention, it's just about Bernstein. That's it. There's a sequence in this movie where we finally see him conduct one of his pieces. It's in a church with an orchestra and two singers. It's about 7 or 8 minutes. And the way that Bradley Cooper has done this sequence, it just keeps going up and up and up, and it's just a rousing piece. Of course, the music is doing that as well, but the way that it's shot, the camera is rolling around everybody, it's in the face, it's out of the face, it's got a wide shot, it's just raising the bar in terms of musical energy. That alone, I think, deserves a standing ovation. It's phenomenal. It's so good. People are going to be ripping off that for a long time. It's so good.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's just so good. And at the end, when he's finished, he's dripping with sweat and his hair's everywhere. And I'm thinking, I feel exactly the same, Bradley. I feel exactly the same because I've been through it, and it has been so good watching that. The other thing to say about this as well, Spencer, is that, yes, it's a biopic. It's a very... It's done in a very fancy-free way. It starts in black and white, and then it slowly, over time, because the time frame is moving through decades, moves on, much like Bernstein's score, I guess. It moves on from the black and white into that golden age of Hollywood, you know, from the 1950s. So into Technicolor. And then it moves a bit more, and it starts to feel like a 1980s movie. So it's moving with the decades. The look of it, cinematography is moving with it, and it blends them so well in this film that I think it's going to appeal to nearly all ages. You know, whether you're a fan of black and white movies, whether you're a fan of, you know, the golden age of Hollywood from the 1940s, 1950s, whether you're a fan of the 70s or 80s or the 90s, you know, this has got the style of each of those, and it's done so well. I think it's going to really appeal to a lot of awards voters as well. You know, it is one of those movies that's desperately trying to get awards nominations, but I think it deserves it. I would be surprised if this film doesn't get a lot of awards love. I think it is an absolutely riveting piece of work.
And it sounds like it's not style over substance either.
There's style in it as well, Spencer. That's the thing.
Yeah.
There's loads of style in it, and yet it is not at the expense of the storyline or the acting, anything else like that. It all fits beautifully. So, you know, look, once again, Bradley Cooper is knocking it out of the park in terms of his directing choices.
Yeah, long may continue. I think he's a marvellous talent. I really do. Thank you for that. Okay, well, thanks for today. Really appreciate it. So, I know next week we've got a bit of a bumper edition, haven't we?
Have, yeah. So next week we are going to be talking about our favourite movies of 2023. I don't know what's going to throw it up from your end, Spencer. I mean, I know you've been making your list. I'm curious to know what is on there.
Well, I've been making notes every time you've said it's one of your favourite films. And put it this way, our lists are not going to be...
Oh, really?
I think there's going to be some interesting conversations.
Okay, well, that's good. That's good. But that's the beauty of film. That's the beauty of film. You know, you've seen the movie, you've got an informed opinion about it. So whether we both love the same movie, whether you love it, I hate it, or vice versa, it doesn't matter. The fact is, we can have a discussion about it, and then at the end of the programme, we can realise that I was right all the time.
Well, Yeah, of course. I mean, we didn't need that episode to tell us that, did we? Exactly. But no, literally, a couple of them on your list, I think, yeah, I agree with. Like I say, I've just been making notes, so I don't know if they're going to be fully on your list or not, but I would imagine they are. A couple of them think, yeah, I get that. One of them, I'm like, no, we're not having that. We're not having
Well, this is all to be discussed next week. So, yeah, so we're going to do, yes, we're going to have a bit longer, aren't we, discussing these movies.
We will. And urge all listeners, grab yourself a snack and a drink, because it's going to be interesting, I think.
It is.
Okay, mate, thanks for today. Really appreciate it. And listen, have a lovely Christmas, sir.
I will do, and you too, and to everybody listening as well.
Yes, absolutely. And have a great time. Refresh and relax, and I'll see you next Saturday.
Will do.
Take care.
Miss this week's film reviews? Then listen again on phoenixfm.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Play. Rudolph's ready to paint the town. Mr. Santa, go and get your best ball gown.
All the elves get dressed up to go, to strut the stuff at the Christmas show. Gonna get marks out of pain if they can key off the eggnog again.
It's Christmas, every Christmas. Take my hand and come and dance with me.
Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.